Welcome to the Beat Trooper Podcast.
Hello and welcome to a special edition of the Fifth Trooper Legion Podcast. This is our 10th episode, and on today's episode is our special Halloween edition. My name is Jay Shalansky, and I am joined by Evan Bulris.
How's it going?
And, well, our topics for today are all, well, somewhat theme related. We're gonna try to associate everything with Halloween because, you know, Evan and I were talking before we started the cast, and one of my favorite things growing up was watching all the Halloween specials of all the TV shows, whether it be The Simpsons or Roseanne or, well, The Conners now, as Evan reminded me before we started.
The Conners, sir.
Treehouse of Horror.
Yeah. And I just always loved that. So I thought it'd be a cool special treat for our 10th episode to have a Halloween edition, especially since this comes out on Halloween. And anybody who's listening to the podcast, I highly recommend maybe viewing this one on YouTube. We release these simulcast on YouTube as well. We're both dressed up, number one. And number two, I'm going to have a cool little like Halloween intro for everybody. So that'll be neat to watch as well.
Excellent.
So why don't you tell us what you're dressed as, buddy?
I am the quote unquote Corellian kid, if you will. The young Han Solo out of the three flavors of Han Solo.
Oh.
The one less traveled. I'm thinking I'm going to jump on this hype train while it's still like low. And then, you know, I'll be the theme leader.
I like that. Yeah, you'll be unique.
And then plus I just need to buy like a vest and a white shirt, and then I'm middle Han Solo, and then I get a black coat that I'm old Han Solo. Like,
oh, yeah. Give it a couple of years. You'll make it to old Han Solo.
Give me like two more.
Yeah, unless you mess up on this podcast. And then,
we'll see what happens.
And I am a generic Jedi because usually I would be Obi-Wan with this, but I shaved the old beard, so that's not going to happen today. So
look, you trying to look presentable.
Yeah, I wasn't really thinking. all right, so let's get started. And our first topic, once again, along the Halloween theme, is what scares us about Legion? And so this I'm kind of leaving open, but we could talk about any real topics here that are scary to us. And I mean that, you know, this can be funny or it can be legitimate. And I guess I'll start. And for me, as an Imperial player, one of the things that is scaring me right now coming up is Wookiees. So I've been watching these guys get played on the Invader League. And dear God, they are going to be a freaking handful. Huh. They are crazy.
Well, they should be good, right? Like, Wookiee Commandos are kind of a big deal in the universe.
Yeah. Yeah, and one of the, so for anybody who doesn't know yet, they're brawlers. They're crazy strong. They have a couple wounds each for each mini. And one of the neat things is, you know, Evan and I were just actually talking about this before we started the cast, is that they can, as long as it's not the unit leader that's getting a wound, you can assign wounds to any mini however you feel fit. So one of the interesting things that's been happening is even though they each get a couple wounds, people spread them out,
mm-hmm.
you know, so you're like 1-1-1, 2-2-2, you know, or like, let's say, you know, you have a couple that are out in the open shooting and you're keeping a couple behind cover or something. You take any wounds that the ones out in the open are getting and you just put them to the ones in the back so that the ones out in the open can keep shooting.
And they're like two red dice for melee a piece, right? They're yeah. pretty crazy.
Yeah. And so basically the concept is they're just brawlers. So you just run them.
Yeah, Kashyyyk swords or whatever.
Yeah, and you just run them at whatever unit, and you just start destroying.
Yeah, because even Boba Fett with two red dice can do some damage to a melee unit.
Yeah,
like so it's going to be pretty crazy. When are they white dice or red dice for evade?
I don't remember off the top of my head, but
I want to say most rebel things are white. So
they're probably white, or they may be red though for being Wookiees. You know, that's something we can. But you know, and then so those scare me. That's one scary thing coming up in Legion. What about you? Anything?
Running into that that hammer list to your anvil. So like running into, let's say you take all infantry and they just have all suppressive like weapons, or you go heavy vehicles and they're just like, oh, those rocket launchers, those HL-12s or whatever they are, like 14s or something. They just have like four or five of those. You're like, why would you bring those? Why do you have those right now? And you're running like, you know, like two ATSDs, and you see a guy who just has an army of those. You're like, well, good game, I guess. Like,
yeah.
It's it happens in other games you play. You just happen to run into that like list that just counters yours. But I like Legion because it's a take all comers kind of thing. But you never know. Sometimes you just like you run into that guy who like when you went to Buffalo, it was like I have all this anti vehicle stuff and not a single yes. guy played vehicle. So it's that same nightmare for me. So I try to like run the middle ground, but then you if someone goes hard one way or the other, you kind of get you know, you can handle it. So it's running into that like anti you list that might just happen to be there. So that's my always fear. Like happens the next wing, happens anything I play, like just that anti you.
Yeah, and it's tough because I think, you know, you get kind of like an idea in your head about how you want to play. That just happens sometimes if you don't play like a kind of middle ground list that, that tries to cover everything. But yeah, I get that.
That's my biggest thing.
That's your big one. All right. So another one for me, this is a long-term one, but one of the things I think I'm a little nervous about is I'm hoping that when the clone separatist stuff comes out next year, that these two armies don't end up bottoming out where the release becomes spread because they're trying to get the new stuff out. So I'm really hoping because I think, and we were talking about this before, is they have a lot more to explore.
All Rogue One.
Yeah, and Solo, right? Like, like it or don't, that's fine. I'm not making a judgment call on the movie itself, but you have like the Mud Troopers from there. You had a lot of neat troopers in Solo, Rogue One, like all this different stuff that I think they can absolutely use.
The conscripts, yeah, like Krennic with Death Troopers.
Yeah,
people have been making a lot of custom stuff like that, and they've got like, you know, all the Rogue One heroes like Jyn Erso and. Cassian Andor, like you got all these cool like units and just maybe because you don't even need like another set of like Rebel Commandos because Rebel Commandos were really more or less what took when they went to
Scarif.
Yeah. You know, while I was there, but you could do like, right, like Death Troopers. Everyone wants Death Troopers. Like those are really like a cool guard unit for him. You don't in the game, asymmetrical is okay too. You don't have to have an answer. Like each side doesn't have to have an answer for the other one. Like you don't need scouts on both sides. You may not always need like the melee guys on both sides. I mean, right now it's fine because there's only two armies, so you kind of have to have that. But when there's four, right, like so you could have maybe the Imperials are the only one who gets Death Troopers. They don't need like a rebel answer besides maybe some new units.
Yeah, and I hope you're right, and I hope that when they, you know, when the Separatists and the clones come out, that they, I think they will. I think they're smart that they'll keep releasing, but I just hope we don't get stuck in a lull, like somebody who likes the classic factions. Armies, you know, that they don't forget about them.
No, sure.
Because I mean, honestly, I'm looking forward to Separatists. Not so much the clones. I don't know that I necessarily care about that, but droids.
Yeah,
is interesting to me. But I think just theme and story alone, I'll probably I just like the older stuff. The classic stuff, anyways. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see.
My next fear is a real power creep.
Yeah.
Like a real, real power creep. So the Rebels and the Galactic Empire, they're fine, right? They're pretty like, one's got the other, this is the other, like used to be Empire was dominating. Now Rebels like are doing pretty good and it's going back and forth and you can say what you want, but the game, no one really knows what's going on with the game yet. So until everything is out, every single unit, like all the Rebel and all the Empire, then all the Republic and all the Separatists. Mm-hmm. Until every unit's out, the meta doesn't really shake out until like everything's out finally. Yeah. So it's like with X-Wing, like the most exciting times to play were right when a new wave just came out because no one knew.
Right.
Like it was all crazy. But what I'm afraid of is like a one strong build in one of those new ones, especially like maybe a droid build that's just nuts, right? Yeah. Like it's just the amount of activations or the amount of guys you can field. Or a clone vehicle that's just insane, right?
Yep.
Power creep has to happen because there has to be a reason for you to want to buy the new stuff. I mean, luckily they can ride this wave of like, hey, do you want to just run like clone troopers? Thematically, it doesn't really matter. Like they could be the same thing as stormtroopers. I wouldn't even really care if they're like the same model, just different units. And you got like Grievous, who's a little bit different. Or like whoever you want. Like Anakin is the same as Darth Vader or something, right? But like if there's a real power creeper, I'm like, wow, this seems heads and leaps and bounds over better than the other two. Like that's my fear. I hope the game, like it's an a perfectly balanced game is impossible, minus like chess,
sure,
or something, like especially when there's asymmetrical things happening.
Yep.
So there's always going to be something that's just a little bit better. But as long as it's just a little bit better and not like, if you want to go to a tournament and win, you have to play this or else you're just not going to win.
Yeah, that's a good fear, I think. That you know, because I think there's potential there for sure.
I mean, they have like 40K. Things happen in 40K. Like they've got all those armies. And I don't know what the current, like as of right now, because there's been some facts that came up. I remember it wasn't a few months ago, like Dark Reapers for Eldar and Dark Reapers are just like ruining people, right? Yeah. Like you just hear it. And that Orcs Codex is maybe coming. So they've got some Orcs finally like getting their time. But it's, I just don't want that to happen, right? I want to see like, my dream would be to see top fours, one of each different faction. Right?
Yeah, and so some of you out there who are listening are going to be like, well, hey, you know, a lot of the tournaments are like a 60-40 split between Empire, but Yavin Based just had a great article. They interviewed the winner from the Michigan Maximum Firepower, mm-hmm. and he said it was actually opposite, that it was 60-40 Rebels. There was more Rebels than there were, you know, Empire, which is, you know, cool. So I think it can go either way. And I may be remembering that wrong. So anybody who's fact checking me may be the reverse of that. But you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Let's see. Something else that makes me nervous. So I'm not going to get into key positions and the debate behind it. But what makes me nervous about it isn't being blue player. Isn't that it's that they're going to overcompensate, that they're going to come in with a fix that's going to go the other way, and that's going to be maybe worse than what we have right now with key positions, even though it's bad. I get it.
But that's right. Lever pulling or knee-jerking reactions, right? Like instead of, I think I am running key positions. I think I took out Sabotage, the moisture collectors.
Yeah, evaporators.
Moisture evaporators. You know, that thing in Star Wars that everyone talks about.
You know, those things.
I'm running it. I don't have the bid, but I probably should bid more if I care about it. Cause normally I know what it is and I just get rid of it.
Yeah.
But no, I get it. Like there could be one that's, you just don't want them to go too far.
Yeah.
Cause then I have too many X-Wing analogies. So I'm not going to use anymore. Right. about like what I've seen before and these kind of things where like they introduce, turrets are real good in X-Wing. So I know I said this, but this is a good example. So turrets are real good. So then they make a thing for aces that lets them auto thrusters. So aces could survive. But like now they're invincible, so they added like higher damage outputs. But now neither of the other two can survive.
Right.
It's like, you know, you send in a mouse to kill, you know, like a bug, and then you send in the cat to kill the mouse.
Yeah.
And you send a dog to get the cat. Right? Like it's.
Yeah, and I think that's a legitimate concern because listen, I know everybody key position sucks for blue player or for red player, excuse me, and I get it, and it's controlling the game right now, and it definitely needs to be fixed, but I don't want them to, like, you know, come in with a shotgun to like, hammer a nail, you know, because it just won't make any sense, but, you know, but that's one. What about you? What's another fear for you?
Oh, geez. Let's see. Them realizing that this game is pretty cheap, and then the price points start creeping up.
Oh, yeah.
So right now, buying a bot, like, I can walk into a store and I see the thing of Stormtroopers and I'm like, $25, I'll pick it up. Like, I don't have to think too hard about that.
Yep.
But if these start getting like 40 or 50 for troops, that's going to be like, so if that happens, I'll still buy them. I just got to schedule paychecks around it. Like, as a middle-class American, I suppose I have to schedule my purchases of my hobbies around certain price points.
Yeah.
But what I like is like, hey, oh, Boba Fett's out. Oh, he's $12. Yeah. Okay. Whatever. I'll just buy him.
Yep.
I wanted a Zangor Shaman for my Zeech demon army, and he was $35 for one unit. Oof. On a disc. I mean, will I give them the fact that it's awesomely detailed and mm-hmm. this and that? I can't paint it, so that's all cool and good, but it doesn't mean anything to me. He's going in as gray right now. But $35 for one guy, and I'm like, that's just one model.
Right.
Where I can get a whole box of dudes and maybe another guy on top of that for the same price.
Right, and as the meta, well, let's not even say meta, let's say as the game changes and evolves, like, you may have put $35 into one figure that you may not even use it anymore.
Yeah. So that's my fear, is like a price goes up, and then that, like, because you walk in and someone's like, well, you know, how do I get into Legion? And I'm like, well, you can go into a store and buy it. Amazon, I think, has a starter for like $64.
Yep.
So you and a buddy want to split. You both want to get a fully playable army. each $60 a piece. Like, that's unheard of for a miniature game.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Even like X-Wing can't do that, right?
Yeah. That's a really good fear. I like that one.
I just don't want him to understand that. I mean, with looking at Rune, I mean, no one's playing Rune. Was it Rune Wars?
Sure.
I think. Yeah, their fantasy version.
Yeah.
Which I thought looked really cool. And then I remember I went to Millennium Games and it was all 60% off. Yeah. And I bought a starter and I got another starter from a buddy. He's like, I don't even play this. I don't want it.
Right.
So I have like all these starters. I'm like, yeah. And then I looked at, we were at the Canadian Nationals up at Outbreak Con. And they had four people show up for their nationals for that game.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I could go. I could be top four. You know, like, I was just like, so I started buying it up. I'm like, I'm like, finally, I'm top four. It's something, baby. Like, so, you know, it's I bought into it a little bit, like very casually because everything was so cheap. And it was really too bad because the game takes cool things like Armada and X-Wing and like what Legion kind of turned out to be, like the dice and everything. It kind of takes that and mashes it into a fantasy setting. And I'm like, well, this could have some legs, but... Like, why play that when you can play 40K, like, and get all the cool stuff and it's supported and, you know, but Legion fits that cool, like, nothing's like Star Wars like that, you know?
Yeah. Okay. So for my next one, I'd have to say, like, along the same lines of talking about 40K and at the price point, I would say the complexity of models, too. They kind of did it a little bit with Boba. He's a little more complex than the other troops. And really, the fear isn't for me or you, probably, because we're veteran Warhammer players or 40K players. But my fear is for newer people, because I always felt that was a real hard stop for people when they were getting into Warhammer Fantasy, Age of Sigmar now, or 40K. It's like, holy crap, these models are crazy complicated to put together. It's going to take me forever to do this. And so that's a fear of mine that they're going to... As cooler stuff, like specifically the droids, that one really scares me.
I just see all the little arms right now.
Oh my god!
Because I imagine the droid armor being like a Zerg kind of thing, where you just got like instead of like four guys and like a guy add on, it's like seven or eight guys, and you can add on like maybe a super battle droid or something, and you just load them out, and just all those little bits, like
And hopefully they'll do it almost like. I think I'd be okay with it if it was done like the Legos are done, where they're kind of like a snap-on.
Yeah.
And then you just, you know, you just put a little glue in there to put it into place. But yeah, that worries me that the complexity is going to get crazy on the models.
No, sure. My next one is painting requirements.
Yeah.
So we joke about Evan's slop bucket, where I just like walk up to a table, I dump all my minis out. I'm like, y'all ready to play this game? And that's what we play. Then I shake hands. I'm like, thanks for the game, sir. And then I take my arm and I just smush them all back into the thing. The great thing about these minis is that they're it's like soft plastic, so you can drop them. It's something, there's no little bits, no finicky bits to speak of. Minus like Boba Fett and a couple other like random, like little fire on the Boba Fett. That's what sticks out to me when I was putting them together.
Those are crazy.
I'm surprised they just didn't put that in the mold. But so I knock them around and half mine are painted, half mine are not. And I kind of like, because I don't know what I'm going to want to play, so I don't want to. You know, some people say just paint everything.
Yeah.
And I do not have the time. Right. Like I know if I put in a little bit of time a day, I just can't manage myself like that, because like Soul Calibur 6 came out and all these, it's the video game season. Yeah. So if I have half an hour, man, I really want to play some Red Dead Redemption 2. Yeah. You know, like it's a problem. But if they ever said, hey, you know, these have to be tabletop ready, like what that means, like three colors.
Yeah.
Like based in the three colors. I mean, I'll do it because I want to play, so I'll begrudgingly do it. But I kind of like the fact that you could, like, if you're like, hey, there's a Legion tournament tomorrow. Do you want to play? I don't have anything. Oh, let's just go buy some stuff. You can buy it all, put it together in like a couple hours watching a movie, even, right? You don't need to pay a whole lot of attention to these. Though, side note,
I know what you're going to talk about.
I messed up. I was real tired, and then I got the E-Web blaster, and I was playing Soul Calibur, and in between matches I was trying to put them together slowly. And so how they're supposed to go, the little like the hex grid, like the arcs, where you're supposed to put the track, like my guys are facing 90 degrees the wrong way. So I was building it, I'm like, yeah, this arc looks great. And then so I mean, like, it's fine, I'm sure I can figure out a way to do it where I'm not, they have full pivot, all right, they got full pivot and the pre-pivot, they're fine. But yeah, I totally goofed. I messed up on that. But back to the painting thing. I like the fact that you could, like, you know, you and a friend could be, you're at a game convention. Like, oh, Legion Tournament tomorrow's openings. You both buy a couple box sets and you build them in like 2 hours and then you play, and then you could do that. Like, I don't know another miniature game you could do that. Minus like another miniature game on par with this.
Yep.
Like, right, like take X-Wing and all those other like Shadespire, move those out. Those are fine. Those are a different kind of thing. But for this, you could just put them all together and go in and play. And then that way you wouldn't need to worry about painting. You could just get in there.
Yeah, that's I agree with you. I think a lot of people are worried about that. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners are
better than me.
Yeah. They want that to happen. Yeah. Right? And I get both sides of that. Let's see. Another one for me is I'm afraid Fantasy Flight's going to be Fantasy Flight.
Okay.
And either stop paying attention to this game at some point. And I get what everybody's going to say out there. It's Star Wars, so they probably won't. But look what happened to X-Wing, and they had to reboot it in the 2.0 because they were just, it was too much, right?
It got too bloated. So that's true. I mean, I'll give you the reinsurance of take a look at like that Rune Wars game. Like,
yeah,
they're still releasing new units for the game, and there's 4 factions now. I couldn't tell you one person who owns any besides me.
Right.
Someone's playing this somewhere, and if you do play Rune Wars, let us know. I'd like to just know, because I look at when Fantasy Flight releases all their prize support for the coming season. I look through it all, whether or not I play the game. Like, I look through the L5R cards because deep down I really want to play it, but I just can't commit to it. And I look at all these alt cards, and I look at the Rune War stuff, like these full art unit cards with like acrylic tokens look great. And I'm like, man, that looks cool. I'd like to play and try to win that, but like, it's laughable. In upstate New York anyway, trying to find anybody who even knows what you're talking about, let alone will humor you to play a game of it. So, if they still make units for that and they're still releasing new heroes and things for that game, like, I think we'll be okay.
Yeah.
But I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I just worry because, listen, I think everybody, we all understand that they seem like a bigger company, but in reality, they're not that big of a company.
Yeah.
They don't have a ton of employees. So my concern is with, like, Keyforge coming out and all these other games that they're putting time into that, maybe not like this game will just drop off. Cause I don't think that's going to happen at all. Cause it's, I mean, they still make the other game, the assault game.
That's another.
So I just worry that the focus will be less on this. And so that we're going to end up either bloating like X-Wing, or they're going to take like 4 months off from releasing something that should have been out. You know what I mean? And maybe that's okay. Maybe that'll make the game better. If they're not releasing, but you know, I have concerns.
No, man, that. I get it. Like, you don't want to be the Blood Bowl of your releases. So what I mean by that is, when GW doesn't have anything new coming out, like no new codexes, no new anything, they'll release a Blood Bowl like expansion. Be like, oh, here's some Dark Elves.
Yeah.
Here's a book. Like, you don't want to be that one where they're like, yeah, here's some snowtroopers wearing hats, special edition right. or something. You're like, oh, wow, cool. Yeah. Like, so I get it.
Or just like cards or something.
Yeah, like, here's a card update.
Yeah.
Like, no miniatures.
Which, hey, man, maybe we need that right now with key positions. But I'm saying, you know, in the future, when things are a little bit fixed and they're like, oh, we don't know what to put out. You know what? Here's just a bunch of random nonsense.
You know, it's funny you say that with the cards. I think that's an interesting idea. So they do things like that for other games where anything GW is very comparable to this.
Yep.
Is release a deck saying you have to use this. If you want to play with these units, this is what you use now. And, you know, they flip-flopped on X-Wing with a damage deck after the first one came out, and then there were cards in there that just didn't affect certain ships. So they released the second one, and at first they said you had to use the second one, then all the community backlash, so they broke, and they said, well, okay, use whatever you want. No. You know, if it legitimately fixes the game, to a point where everybody can agree that it's more fun. If they say, hey, you want to play with those at your home, kitchen table? Sure. All yours. But if you want to play in a store or like a maximum firepower event, you got to use this new update of like objective cards.
Yeah, I get that.
That way, like it keeps it competitive.
Yep.
And I'd wish they just did that with X-Wing when it came out and just said, you want to play? Like, because even to the point when you went to an open, they gave everyone an art damage deck.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and so when I got, the first one was Vader. I have Vader on the back, and the second one was Boba Fett on the back.
Yep.
And I remember getting it. I'm like, oh, so we have to use these. And they're like, no, you can use your old original one. I'm like, well, why give us the, you know, like, what?
Yeah.
If they're giving you for free, right? Like, just say, like, you got to use that one. Like, tough luck. So I think that'd be interesting if you go to an open or like a big maximum firepower event, and they said, here are the objective cards you can use. They're the same things, but maybe reworded or retooled or fact ahead of time. So you could read what's going on. But here are the cards. Thanks for coming. It could be a prize even, like full art.
Yeah.
Like things like thanks for coming. Here's your event. Here's your free, you know, updated objective cards. Because you're the tryhards.
Yeah.
Right. You're going to this event. You're the tryhards. You're not the guy who, you know, doesn't go. Yeah. Right. Like, there's a difference. Right. Like you're there on a Friday.
Right. If you're going out to Las Vegas Open.
Right. Yeah. If you're from New York and you're going to the Open, you want. Like you will buy those cards.
Yeah.
So I think that's, you know, you're funny. You just said that in passing, but I'm like, no, that's a really good idea if you want it. Cause it's cards. It costs them
nothing.
Like intrinsically free almost at this point.
It's nothing for them.
To this. So
yeah. You got any other fears, my friend?
Currently no. I think we had a good run on those.
Okay. Nice. So we're going to move on. The next segment is we're going to talk about Legion Army costumes.
Too spoopy.
Yeah. So basically what I mean by this is any we're going to talk about custom paint jobs or kind of any custom work that we've seen or that maybe we want to do. And I'll start, but because Evan is actually doing something pretty cool with his. Why don't you tell him what you're doing?
All right. So I figured everyone was going to paint them like stormtroopers and snowtroopers.
Right.
And to that point, if you're doing it, it looks great. Yeah. I don't even need to see it. I'm just telling you, I like your paint job because I'll always compliment anything, even if it's long, anything that's more than just my naked troopers. But I thought, well, hey, you know, some part of my mind is like, well, if someone like steals your miniatures, how are you going to tell them apart if they all look like stormtroopers? So I looked back through the annals of history and I thought, who could lead my army? And I chose Cobra Commander. And so my Darth Vader is, we'll have to get a picture up on the site at some point. My friend Brad is a paint master and also really good with green stuff. And he made, took my Darth Vader. He gave them a Cobra Commander mask and he painted him to look like the red, the blue, red and black of Cobra with his cape and everything. It looks great. And so I started painting my troops as Cobra Infantry. They shoot like Cobra Infantry, or it's just like, I'm just here to throw some blanks, guys. But everything is going with a Cobra theme. And I'm trying to not alt my guys at all. I want to keep them the same, but like if I can add like a little something to the unit to make it look a little bit more Cobra, like Cobra-y, you know, I just want to shout like, you know, Cobra retreat as I'm like pulling back, or like I think my Palpatine will be Sepentor. I'll have to change him up a little bit. Yeah. And you know, he just throws that snake harpoon through Duke's chest. Yeah. I think I was going to have Veers be Destro, and I found a good 40K head that was like a bald guy, and then just shave it down a little bit and make a metal mask. I think that'd be cool. And then Boba Fett was gonna be Lady Scarlet, and so I found there's a girl with like flowing black hair, so I'm just gonna chop Boba Fett's head off and put her head there, and that looks pretty legit. I think
I like that. Yeah, it's different and unique. I just saw something. I think it was on Reddit. Somebody posted they painted Boba Fett like the new Mandalorian.
Yeah.
John Favreau TV
crazy
show
with the Boba Fett figure. They look great.
Because I mean, forever, right? He's always been everybody's favorite character from the Star Wars universe, and so I think, you know, a lot of us old school guys who have been watching Star Wars forever, like we've always wanted Boba Fett to do more, or have him as a toy. Like that was the big thing when I was growing up. That one's cool. Trying to think what else. I like some of the mods, like the 3D printed mods. Some people are doing like clone troopers and stuff. That, I mean, that's gonna become moot pretty soon.
I feel bad for those guys. I've seen a guy who made Kylo Ren figures.
Oh yeah,
to replace your Vader. I love any of the new Disney stuff. I've seen some people done a lot of, like with Boba Fett. I've seen like they do that the Darth Maul race. Their name is slipping my mind, but they do like. They've got those spikes on their helmet.
Yeah.
I think everyone's looking for like a Sabine like Vader, right? Like, I mean, it's not Vader, but it's Sabine, Boba Fett. That looks pretty cool. Man, there's a lot of like great people doing like those two samurai that we're doing for the, we provided for the Open, the Vegas
LV Open. Yep.
Those look really just blew my mind. I'm like, holy cow, I want those. Like,
yeah.
So they're also doing that raffle for that to get to that. But, those are great. Like the amount of just everyone's like the people 3D print alien heads and change their whole army to be one alien race. Like that's nuts.
Yeah, I like that. Let's see, what else have I seen? One thing I'm doing is before the Rebel Commandos were coming out, I was thinking about a set of stormtroopers that maybe got stuck on Jakku during that battle.
Yeah.
And so I'm building cloaks for them with hoods and stuff.
Oh,
and
that'd be cool.
Their armor's all dirty and busted and stuff. And so that's one of mine that I'm working on now.
My buddy Brandon did Shadow Troopers.
Yeah.
The black with it's kind of shiny on some and mute on the others. Those came out really good. I think you did those too, right? With your.
I did the Death Troopers.
The Death Troopers going through the reeds. Those look great.
Yeah. Until they come, right? Until those. Yeah, until we. Come out.
Krennic with Death Troopers, please.
Yeah. Right. Yes. If we could ask for anything, that would be on our list. Let's see. What else have we seen? Some of the Rebels stuff. I haven't seen a ton of unique stuff on the units. Oh, I saw a bunch of people have made Luke in his snow speeder.
Oh, okay.
Outfit.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and that one's really neat.
That's
the
really
flight
cool.
flight gear.
Yeah,
flight gear.
I like the different Hans. People have made each Han different year, right? There's because the Han sculpt I'm okay on. I'm not. Endor was not the battle I've chose. I would. They do a lot. It's weird. So they do a lot with Hoth when they make these units, E-Web, the Snowtroopers. And then it seems like that's the Imperial theme. And then the Rebel theme's Endor.
Yes.
And I feel kind of weird. I want that, the Rebel Han from, which has got the Black Vesta shirt.
Yeah.
Right. And I actually don't mind the Leia sculpt, but people put her in the Endor outfit where she's got the more of the poncho or the helmet. That looks really cool. I don't people. I'm always impressed by the princess outfit she's in when they make those models, but that's not a battlefield kind of thing,
right?
But not to say that the work and people who do that's not great. It's just not for me, not my flavor. But a lot of the cool just all the 3D print stuff. I'm really interested to see what will happen when the droids come out, and people making custom droids and stuff like that. It's gonna be cool.
Yeah. Let's see, what else have people done? Veers into Thrawn.
Which
is neat. What? Oh, God. I saw a really cool Vader one. Oh, this isn't a costume, but there's been a bunch of people that have put LED lights into the sabers. And they're you can get them off of eBay. I actually have a couple. They're coin size. And so you could put the battery and the chip and everything right in their base. And then you can run the wire up and light up the lightsabers.
That's cool.
That's really neat.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if I've seen anything else. Some of the modifications to the AT-STs have been pretty cool.
Yeah, I remember seeing a Gundam. They took the head, put it right on that. I think that's really cool. Battle damage ones are cool. I found there's a model done by Bandai Namco that has Chewie hanging out the top of it, and it's just about the same scale. So I thought about buying the AT-ST, making it terrain, and putting that Chewie on the top of the head onto my AT-ST, because it fits just about right. It's just him torso coming out with his bow. I thought that'd be really cool. So I think my Hobby Lobby might have had that. I don't know. But yeah, I just gotta look for that. I think you can find it on Amazon or something.
Sure. Yeah, trying to think. I don't know. His name just fell out of my head. But the clone. That's it. That was in Rebels. Rex.
Oh, Rex.
Yeah, putting his head on a unit leader's body for the Rebels.
Yeah,
that's cool.
I wish the Imperial assault units are just a hair smaller than the because they made Thrawn for that, and so I bought it. I don't even play. I just buy I bought the bounty hunters.
Yeah.
Because I was using them as target locks in X-Wing. Yeah. I'm like, well, Boba Fett has that locked, and there's no way you can miss a Boba Fett miniature flying around with that. So. They made a Thrawn, but he's just too small. He's just a hair too small to fit in Legion, which is too bad.
The other neat one I saw, I guess it's kind of costume, but this is for the Recover the Supplies. So instead of a supply box, they had it as a Rebel.
Oh, the Down Trooper.
Yeah, the Down Trooper.
Yeah,
the
cool.
Down Flight Trooper. That's really neat. And so I think that's pretty good.
No, I think those are, and if you have anything, send it to us. You want some custom stuff.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
We'll take a look at it.
Yeah, we'll put it up on the
maybe
on
we'll
the
do a segment at some point of just cool alts people made. That'd be a pretty cool thing.
Oh yeah, and I think it's running till actually it'll be the day you listen to this, but Imperial Discipline, he's got a contest for painting up there right now, and I think it's running through Halloween. So if you listen to this and you have time, Today, which would be Halloween as you're listening to this. We're actually recording the night before, but go up to his site and submit some pictures. He's having a contest, so cool. That'll be cool. All right. So the next thing we're going to talk about is tricks and treats in Legion. And so what we're going to do with this is we're just going to basically go down some units, maybe cover some other aspects of the game and just talk about, you know, basically it's a negative positive list, but we'll call it trick and treat. So let's try that.
Got to keep the theme.
Yeah. It's a little bit of a stretch, but I don't care because it's Halloween. So whoever said it was a stretch, screw you, man. Let's start with Boba. So I would say I'm going to start with treat.
Yeah.
Because he's such a treat.
He's real.
he's
such a tasty treat.
Tasty morsel. He's really, really good. And the more I play him, the more I realize how good he is. I threw Hunter on there, which is sick.
Is so good.
Especially, you know, you get an aim when you're attacking a unit that has wounds. That's, I mean, and I think that's going to come up big for the Wookiees. That'll be huge. Huge, 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 huge for the Wookiees. Yeah, so I think he's got range. He's got movement speed. That jump too is ridiculous. You know, he's really good. And I got him paired with... So I'm running two bikes now with Boba.
Yeah. They all move three, right? Like you cannot keep them.
Sick.
I think the trick with him is if you overextend him.
Yeah.
So again, like we were talking about this earlier, that your unit is only going to be able to do, 12 things a game and only shoot 6 times. Because you get 2 actions a turn with them, generally without any wonky, you know. So if you like move with him, he's not shooting. So that's 1 turn out of the 5 he's not shooting. And if you overextend him, because it can be feel like he's invincible, right? He surges on defense. He's got red dice, so it's only 2 out of 6 chance he's going to take damage.
Right. He's probably never going to panic.
Yeah, right. Like, but if I haven't lost him yet, but if you overextend him, or I have lost him. I did lose him once. But if you overextend him, because you think he's just going to be fine doing his own thing,
yeah,
he can go down.
Yep.
Just as same thing like Vader and Luke can all go down. If you just put enough firepower into him, eventually those defense dice give up, and that's a big chunk of your points gone.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think what else would be. I think a little bit of a trick with him is his command cards. Like, they seem cool, but...
They're super situational.
Yeah. I would say maybe if you're going to use them, maybe use one. Maybe use the flamethrower.
I like the flamethrower and the rocket launcher.
Yeah. Yeah, the rocket launcher too. Yeah, that one's good too, especially for ranged, you know, that's a good ranged one. Yeah, and I guess, you know, he's got a lot of impact too, especially with that rocket command card. But yeah, I would just be careful committing too much to his command cards.
Yeah, just be careful, right? Because you can roll blanks, man. Feels like you can't, but sometimes you just do.
Yep. All right, so we'll move on to Han.
I think treat.
All right.
Especially he'll be more of a treat when Chewbacca comes out, because you'll get that sweet combo. But I think he's, I think the problem is Wonder Twins is just so good right now that taking one out for Han just doesn't feel like right. But I think with that Pierce 2, is it Pierce 1? Pierce 1 with this gun?
I don't remember.
I think it's Pierce 1. It's Pierce 1, 2 red dice. You can shoot 2 different targets. He's good for picking off lone guys or just guaranteeing damage onto certain units. His cards are real tricky. Like, sorry about the mess. He goes at 0. The one where he can, change of plans, I think, or where you can make it so they have to put their card back in the hand and pick another one. Like, those are some really cool stuff. And I feel like once you get into the rhythm of, like, predicting what they're going to play, Han can be really powerful. Now, he can, again, he's got lucky, so he gets those rerolls on his white dice, because white dice are just the biggest backstabbers you'll ever throw in this game. But I honestly think he's pretty good, and I think if you play him, especially, again, he'll be more of a thing when Chewie comes out, and then you can have Han and Chewie roll up, because Chewie's got, like, Guardian 3, so if Han takes damage, like, no, you're not.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'll say, all right, so for Trick, I'll say that... I don't think he's as good as, like you said, the twins are so good. I don't think he's as good as either of them. And The cards help, and they definitely affect the battle, but I would say Han on the battlefield is mostly ineffectual. I haven't really come up against him, and maybe it's people I'm playing, that could be, but I haven't really come up against them where I'm like, oh no, I'm just kind of like, yeah, all
right. It's not Vader, right? You're like, oh, yeah. Crap.
Yeah, I mean, you can mostly ignore him.
Yeah.
Yeah, or not ignore him, but you can just move around him. He doesn't do anything for me right now as far as, you know, I play Empire, but I'm not really concerned about him on the battlefield.
No, sure. I just don't want him to take, so if he takes like, I think he's got low profile.
Yes.
So he takes duck and cover, so he takes one suppression, so he's got two cover, and then he moves up even in like out in the open because he's got two cover, so who cares? And he picks off two of your guys, and he's doing that every turn, or he's just picking off two guys, or one guy from each. Like, I feel like that can add up, and you can be like, gosh, then you like turn your attacks on him, and then he's got lucky, so he gets to reroll attack dice. And so then you're like, gosh, I should have just killed him when I had the chance, right? Like, again, like, I don't think he's amazing right now, even though I think he's good. I think with Chewie, he'll be better, but I think he's a cool, like, if you're sick of playing Leia, like, throw Han in there and see how it goes.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm not, and I'm sure, you know, a lot of people on that are listening, I play Han, right?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, you probably do. And I probably just run into people who aren't, because he's still kind of new, so no one's really perfected it yet. But, yeah, until Chewie comes out, I don't know, he's not great. I don't think he's a great ad for the list. That's fair.
I get it. Like, I haven't played him yet, honestly.
Right.
I've seen him once or twice, and when... My goal is, I have like two sets of Rebel Troopers and like Luke right now. I think I own for Rebels and Han. And when Han comes out, I plan to just run Troopers and just Han and just have
guys. When Chewie comes out.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. Jeez, sorry. And just have all sorts of like mayhem happening. And I don't even care if I win, but if I just make that guy's life real miserable. Like he's like, you know, looking for points. And I'm just like, no, you're not. Or like, oh man, maximum firepower. I'm like, lols, no, it's not. Right. And then I push all my guys forward and they can't get there. Like, I think that'd be cool.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to move to snipers. And what I'm going to do is, I said snipers, but I think what I meant was scouts, and we'll do scouts and commandos. I will do trick on these. All right. I think that the trick with these is that people are investing too much into them, especially in the two-man units, mm-hmm. the strike teams. And I think that if you're going to use the commandos or the scouts, that you want to take a look at Saboteur, and you want to take a look at maybe full man scout or commando units with a sniper.
Okay.
Especially the scouts, because that two black on attack rolls is mm-hmm. ridiculous.
It's pretty okay.
Yeah. And yeah, they got, you know, for Empire, we're not used to white defense die unless we have our bikes, so it's really tough to play them. But I would say if you're going to play two-man sniper, make sure you got enough firepower elsewhere. So for instance, my new list is Veers, four stormtroopers with DLT 19s, two sniper two-man units, Boba Fett, and then two units of bikes.
Okay.
And I think the snipers are okay in that because they can cover, and they can move around while Boba Fett and the bikes just freaking jump across the whole battlefield and do whatever they want.
Okay, yeah.
Until the bikes get shot and then they die. But until then, you know.
No, that's fair. I'll say, just to counter you, I'll say treat, because I also think they're a trick. But
yeah.
So treat is because you can take those snipers and put them in spots immediately. So train is a weird thing in this game, right? So if we went by the rules as written, anything that covers 25% of that battlefield is train, so it can just be like little hills.
Yeah.
And snipers aren't great there.
Yes.
You want like towers, right? Your buildings, something they can get into. I can look at them as two ways. So they're a treat because they got the whole battlefield.
Yeah.
They can put, and if you take two of them, they can double suppress something, like a troop on the back that's just out of command range, so he might run off the board. That would feel real bad, right?
Yes.
If someone just lost a whole unit almost immediately because they just panicked and ran. But I feel like they're, for the points, I really honestly think the bomb squads will be something at some point. Right now, no.
Yeah.
I feel like when the droids come out, I feel like you're going to see some of those droids have armor, and that's when you're going to see that snowtrooper, that gun they have be useful. That's only like the ion gun. I feel like that's its time. I feel like the saboteurs with like the, especially the rebels with the impact, being able to put a miner on objective and just leave it and be like, bye. Okay. Whatever, you know, it's going to do some damage. Just see a we're two guys. You're going to spend your whole turn shooting at two guys with armor cover two because we're suppressed one, or you can shoot at a real threat. I feel like, but snipers in general, being able to double suppress things, being able to pick off stuff with Pierce one, be like, that's damage on Veers. That's damage on Veers. That's damage on Veers. Really Veers is dead. I feel like that's really good. I also feel like even if they're just there to make someone use their maximum firepower, their orbital bombardment, which you know they have, if you see, I run Veers just to do that.
Yeah.
And like I use it to kill snipers, and maybe you bring one or two, like a sniper team, just to eat that orbital bombardment or that maximum firepower to keep it off something else.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So along those lines, a recommendation is if you're going to play snipers and you want them to be effective.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't let them shoot.
Right. Don't play just one.
Yeah.
Play a pair because they're gonna go after them and put them on opposite sides. And maybe, you know, with orbital bombardment or Veers, what you're going to want to do, maximum firepower, what you're going to want to do is hold one back. Don't put it in position right away. Hold it back, you know, maybe and put HQ uplink on it.
Yep.
And then hold it back until he, you know, lay our Veers kind of blow their wad there and then go ahead and put him.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. So, like, it's weird. So, like, I take those cards to fight those units.
Yeah.
But I could also see if you wanted to keep, like, your ATRT alive or your those. Because, dude, Leia can take out six dudes if it things go right. Like, it goes feels real bad.
Hers is really strong.
Yeah, I think it's better than Veers.
Oh, for sure.
And I honestly, on a side note, I don't like either of those cards. Because my thing I really hated about a 40K was that turn zero feel where you lost stuff and you didn't have a chance. And that gives me that turn zero feel where like you lose guys. So like, because it's a pip, one pip.
Yeah.
Right. And then especially with Leia's, Veers is mean too, because you could take four guys out of a group and like you just ruined it. Or you can do four damage to a vehicle and it could get ruined. Because imagine like losing four damage to your snowspeeder immediately. You're like, okay. It's like, okay.
I will say though, I would agree with you, but I would say with the advent of the snipers and with, we're going to talk about them, the new stationary guns. Well, the UWEB's not stationary, but the new gunners, I would say they're probably more powerful now than they were before.
Correct. Okay.
Because before they were more of a turn one.
Yeah.
You kind of had to use them in turn one. Yeah. Otherwise, you may lose your opportunity.
Yeah.
But I feel with the snipers that usually stay in position, and then with these new turrets that are coming out, that are out. Sorry, they're out now. They're going to be more effectual, I think.
No, that's fair. I think, so if you're going to play either Leia or Veers, take those cards. Take those cards. No matter what. Like, you can, anything else can be like swapped in and out, but I use mine to just take snipers out because I hate them. I hate being hit by them. I don't think they're broken or anything like that. Like I said it before, like I don't think they're an overpowered unit. But man, if you don't take care of those guys or have a plan to deal, get around them, just getting pinged for damage every turn, it's real good. So I think they're a treat. I think they can be a trick if you play. Like another tip you had is don't put your guy, especially your snipers, in line of fire immediately knowing that they have Veers or Leia because they're going to just blast them off the board and that's going to be it.
Or if you're going to, so the two man, the other trick, and I know I've talked about this, that, well, trick in a good way in this perspective is if you're using the two man, so the sniper is your unit leader. So he can't die if there's a wound. Mm-hmm. So what happens is you put the second man where,
behind a rock or something,
where they don't have line of sight. If they kill the sniper, the second guy dies and the sniper replaces him.
Picks up the gun, yeah.
Yeah, and you just put him back where you want him.
No,
so,
that's
so
good.
So that's the other trick there for that.
Yeah, it can keep you alive, especially with that orbital bombardment. You just get blasted and then they just eat it and that's game, right? Like, not game, but like that. It feels bad to lose a guy, like have to take his tile out of the bag before you even got to activate him once. Jeez.
Well, that's, HQ uplink on those.
Yeah, it's really, it's
pretty good. Okay, so the next one, the new guns, let's talk about those. I'll say they're a trick.
I'd agree. Honestly, right now I think
don't take them.
I see, here's my vision with the guns. I wanted a bunch, and I'd like to make a scenario where maybe the rebels have to hold out against an an unlimited Imperial force.
Yeah.
And so you give them like, so this without, this is a tournament rules before I get into this. Like,
this is, yeah, this is just an imaginary just scenario that
maybe take like four guns. You put them on like a fortified position and the unit, the rebels get so many units and the hero of their choice.
Yeah.
And then you just keep pushing like stormtroopers and then stormtroopers and like an ATST and then the E-Web slowly starts walking up the field.
Yep.
It's like, you know, how many rounds can you survive kind of thing? Where like, I think that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Eventually, you like, so you had, that's where I think those guns would be a lot of fun, is like your own custom games. I think not everything that's going to come out is going to be competitive.
Yep.
I think that's just, and that's okay. That's okay. Cause I mean, that game I want to make, like, yeah, no one will ever, like, I'll never do that. I'll never make that scenario, but it'd be a real fun way to spend a couple hours in the afternoon making like an unlimited wave thing. You take turns maybe like playing the Rebels. So you got to like hold out for a while. Or if you want to play the Imperials with E-Webs and you just swap positions, I think that's cool. But yeah, I don't, okay. Disclosure, I haven't got a chance to play with them yet, but when I look at their stats and I look at like, again, so you got six turns in the game with the E-Web, you move, it can't shoot.
Yep.
And then you shoot once maybe, and then you have to move again to defend a spot that's two turns out of six are not shooting. And they're 50 points, 55, 60, something like that. They're pretty reasonable priced, so I thought about replacing one of my stormtrooper units with one just to try it out with the barrage generator. Because at that point I just want suppression. I just want it to be like an anti-infantry kind of thing. I'll be playing it probably this weekend, and so next time we talk I can give you more in depth. But looking at the cards, I agree with you. I think they're kind of a trap right now.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, and listen, you know, we could probably sit here and come up with all kinds of scenarios, because like, they are trooper units technically, so there's a ton of stuff that you could do with them. You know, the E-Webs move, so you could probably go pick up a supply with them. They move crazy slow, but you know maybe
A funny note, you should say troopers though. So the rapid reinforcements,
yes,
these are considered troopers, so you can drop an E-Web or wherever you want, like behind.
Yep.
So if you hope to get that, and you can drop them on the, like behind enemy lines, right?
Yeah. So I would say if you're gonna run them, just like, listen, I'm not against anybody running anything. They, you know,
play what you
I
want.
Always say, yeah, whatever makes you feel good, and you can listen to idiots like us talk about this all day long. But really, it just comes down to what's in your heart and what feels right when you're on the battlefield.
Heart of the cards.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, like, hey, if you want to run the T-47, do that too. That's fine. But I would say if you're going to run on either side, the E-Web or the 1.4 laser, I would recommend taking a look at your battlefield cards, your deployment cards, all of that condition cards, to make sure that you're designing it in a way that makes sense for those. So I think there's something, if you're going to use those turrets, you're going to want to, I said that weird. Turrets. If you're going to use those turrets, you're going to design your list around them a little bit, I think so. And so you're going to have a specific kind of strategy in mind, and so just make sure you stick with that and don't throw them in as an extra. Don't think that the lasers for the rebels are going to replace ATRTs. They're not. They're just not. Like, they may, because the ATRT may have a laser, it may be the same measurement distance, but they don't move, man. They don't move. So, you know what? ATRTs can climb friggin' buildings. So, you know what? Hanging with the ATRTs, they're good.
Yeah, you know, it's real tough, because I say that now, but if it just depends on the terrain you play with, too. Like, if you've got a lot of line of sight blocking terrain, and you're never going to get shot with them, man, they feel like a waste of points.
Yeah.
But maybe you get to one of those maximum firepower tables provided by Fancy Flight, and there's a lot of open space, and then that stationary gun becomes really good, like super good. Like,
yeah, I would say if you're Rebels and you got one of those tables and you're up against an E-Web Imperial, you're probably toast.
Yeah,
because Rebels really need cover.
So so again, like, that's my, I looked at the cards, I built my unit poorly, I'm just thinking, like, I was gonna switch them out just for funsies. But then I'm like, maybe I'll just keep the stormtroopers. Like, I don't know. I'm still on the fence.
Yeah.
But I agree that they're, right now I'm going to say trick, just because I haven't played them yet, but I'm still on the fence about them.
Okay. Let's see. What else we got? Any other trick or treat type scenarios. I guess that's, again, I think we covered everything.
Yeah, we covered some big points. I mean, we can look at like being careful about hype, right? Like,
yeah.
So that's, I'll give you another X-Wing story because those are my favorite. I know, I'm just blowing this thing up. So before the U-Wing came out, everyone's like, oh my God, this thing is going to ruin the game. This is so good. Look at all the green maneuvers. Holy cow. And so I was at a Barnes & Noble's and they had two on the shelf and I bought them both. I've never put one on the table.
Yeah.
And like, so, you know, when you're listening to these, like, you know, anybody talk about anything, use that critical thinking skill to really like, well, let me, you know, because we're talking down about these guns, but you never know. Maybe like they become like super good.
Yeah.
And so just don't trick yourself by getting the wrong idea about something until you play it.
Yeah.
Because you never know, like maybe the T-47s will become good when all the stuff's out, right? Like,
yeah, agreed.
You know, so it's just that.
So I'll take, so the opposite of that for the tree, I'll say, and this is kind of something we've touched on before, but you know, I've seen a lot of people asking for recommendations on the Facebook groups and on Reddit for their list and stuff. And yeah, I mean, listen, man, there's a ton of us that play and there's a ton of people that are really good at the game and there's a ton of people that may have more knowledge than you. But really, in this, I mean, I'm the same way. No one can tell me what list to play and or like what, or even if it's meta, like just because it's meta, just because someone else won with it doesn't mean it makes any sense for you. And maybe your play style is different. Maybe your thought process is different. So if there's a list, if it's got a good point value, if you're doing well with it, you know, in different scenarios against your friends or at tournaments, just stick with it, man. Just don't worry about what everybody else is playing and don't worry about what the meta is, because honestly, as much as people are going to tell you there is a meta right now, there isn't. It's ever shifting. There's stuff that's good, don't get me wrong, but there's no, I don't think there's one list that's gonna.
And with the new, like, Palpatine and Chewie coming out, what, next month?
This month. Palpatine's this month in
November?
Couple weeks, yep.
Okay.
And then I think Wookiees are in Chewie.
He's like,
December.
That's gonna change everything. I think that's the last of things that they've pre-announced, that, right?
No, the commanders, the, like...
Oh, yeah, you're right, you're right.
The small commanders.
Maybe in December we'll get those.
Yeah.
I'd like everything before the year ends, just to have, like, a year in review we could do.
Yeah, that would be nice.
What's going on.
I think they probably won't do that. I mean, it's I don't know what they're going to do for next year. My gut is telling me...
The clones.
I know they're going to do that. I meant, like, timing-wise. My gut's telling me May.
Yeah.
Just based on how Fantasy Flight's done stuff before. But maybe April they'll come out with a, you know, I mean, they got Adepticon around there, March, April. So maybe they'll come out with the core set.
I think you'll see at least an article coming soon, like probably end of December.
They got to do something
before, just to get the hype up. Yeah. Like, I mean, look how those guns that came out this week were like, they showed those like months ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember being like, oh, holy cow. And then Boba Fett came out before that. And they announced Boba Fett way after.
Well, yeah. And that's something.
Guns.
Yeah. We were talking about where a lot of this came out on like pre-order months and months ago. Because Evan was asking me, I had a couple units of scouts up on my, when I say a couple, five. And he's like, why do you have five scout boxes? I'm like, because I pre-ordered some from Miniature Market and I forgot I got them. And then,
wah, wah.
And then I needed them for my army. So I bought more from the local, from Comic Zone. So. Yeah, I hope, but you know, they have a tendency around April, May to do some weird announcement, and then at Gen Con, they'll do another big announcement.
Yeah.
You know? So we'll see. This year's going to be interesting. I can't wait for the other two armies to come out. I think it's going to make, not that I'll necessarily choose one, but it'll be nice.
I just even want some pictures. I just want to see what the sculpts are, what it looks like. Like, I think I'm pretty, this is like one of the first games I've bought into. Because with X-Wing, I buy everything. This is one of the first games I just bought one side.
Yep.
And I haven't felt like I've missed out on anything. Mm-hmm. And that's a really nice feeling, because there used to be chase stuff in X-Wing, like auto thrusters out of a one card that came in only one scum ship that was $20. And if you wanted to play Imperials correctly, you need to buy, like, right? Like, that doesn't happen in Legion.
Yeah.
Minus, like, a couple grenades. I think, like, impacts come with one. And anyway, like, it's pretty fair. Like, I don't feel like there's any chase cards, really. Because I've got piles of everything at this point from just buying Imperial stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So I really like that. But this is the first game I've only bought one side for. Normally I buy both.
Yeah.
But I might, like, again, I just want to push Droidekas around, man. Like,
yeah, I know. Especially if they come out with some of the hover tanks and
Sakes. You know, we'll get into a little theory crafting here. Yeah. So I really just want that hover tank.
Yeah.
And I want to put it down and I want it to give a bonus to my droids. Like, it doesn't, maybe a reroll or something. It doesn't have to be crazy.
Yeah.
Maybe it has some like lousy gun, like 3 black dice, range 2, whatever, right? Like, but I want to push all that forward and I want a troop transport out of that too. So they deploy out of it. Like, they don't have to come out in little thing, but like they move up and then they put it out. Cause that's really cool. That's the theme,
that would
right?
Be
like,
cool, yeah.
Cause maybe the droids are real weak. Maybe they don't even get defense dice or something. They just drop, or it's white dice, no surge.
Yeah.
So they just only get one chance. So they need that vehicle to get them into the fight.
Yeah, like, that would be neat.
I think that'd be really cool. Cause I was thinking they made that FAC update with that little like tread and hover vehicle.
Yeah.
And everyone's like,
yeah.
Oh, tanks, you know, we're going to get some. And I'm thinking like, man, troop transport would be good, but Vader doesn't need to be in a troop transport.
No.
He needs to just walk. Like,
yeah, I think you'd have to make it very specific to droids or something.
Yeah, like droid only.
Yeah, the other neat thing I was thinking, so for the clones, what you could do is, this made me think because of the Wookiees, so you could even have like a unit of Jedi, but make them like almost like... apprentice Jedi.
Okay, yeah.
And then they get 2 reds.
Yeah. Okay.
Or 1 red or something. You know, like they get something strong, but you can have a whole unit of Jedi, you know, that are
super strong. So I was thinking on top of that, I think it'd be cool eventually if it got to, you could make like a hero army where it's like you could take like Anakin and Obi-Wan and they had something like add Padawan like group. So you only have like maybe 12 models on the field, but they're like 12 activations of 12 super strong individual units. That might be cool, right? That'd be really
interesting. That'd be crazy.
Yeah, just a cool, like, yeah, interest. Like, it doesn't, that, cool doesn't mean good, but like having like maybe like 6 units in your team, but they're all like Jedi.
That would be, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, to go back to the Jedi, they're going to have to do one of these, right? Because if they're sticking in theme like they have been with, that's the one thing, and I've preached it a number of times on the cast, is that I love the theme. Like, the themes are spot on. So if they're going Clone Wars separatist, they're going to have a bunch of Jedi, because there just were. There were a ton of Jedi during that era. So they need to have units of Jedi. So
I think that'd be really cool.
Yeah. If they're Padawans or, you know, younglings, or I don't know. I don't know how you would do it. But you could nerf them a little bit so that they...
Oh, sure.
You know.
It'd make the army feel different, because I don't want... Because droids, I can see how they can be different from these two by just swarming, right? Just a ton of droids and a couple super battle droids.
Yeah.
But my fear is that like the clones will just be like precise one red. Yeah. You know, I don't want them to feel just like stormtroopers because they're not.
No,
right?
I feel like they'd have to be... I almost wonder if they probably have to upgrade their dice.
Something.
I would think, and maybe downgrade... Maybe downgrade the defense. I don't
possibly,
know.
Or
they still have armor.
Maybe upgrade the dice to black, but don't give them precise, or like just don't give them an ability. Just make them like just like a dude, right? Like don't give them nimble like the rebel troopers have, so they won't can stay alive.
But then and you got tons of opportunity for generals and operatives. And I mean, I'm really excited for this year for Legion. And it's gonna be a good year.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Well, we're winding up. Just a recommendation from us, Notorious Scoundrels podcast.
Excellent.
So, yeah, if you know, you can start with us or not, whatever you want to do. I'm not going to tell you what to do. It's Halloween. You do whatever you want. A guy or girl listening to us right now. No, but check them out. Like, so we touched a little bit on key positions. Their last cast that actually went out today, they go a little bit salt mining on key positions and talk about how you could potentially do it as red player and win.
Oh, sure. That's good information.
So yeah, they're very knowledgeable dudes, got a bunch of great blogs, great podcasts. They've been doing great. So check them out. And then as always, you know, hit us up on any of our social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter. You'll see me. I'm posting on all the boards and everything too. So just if you have any questions, and like I said, highly recommend you check this out on YouTube if you aren't already, because it's Halloween.
Ooh.
Ghosts and stuff. But yeah, thanks for listening. Happy Halloween, everybody, and have a good night.
Have a good one.
Join us next week on the 5th Trooper Podcast.
Uh,